There is peace and contentment in the Father's house today. Lots of food on the table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush calms the singing as the Father sadly cries. My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through the window pane. Just beyond the house of plenty lies a field of golden grain. And it's white unto harvest, but the reapers, where are they? In the house, oh, can't the children hear the Father sadly say? My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field.
There are so many people in our world that could do work for Christ that will not do it. I want you to listen to the words of this song, and it has special meaning to me. As I sang this in a church in Leoma, Tennessee. Anybody know where Leoma, Tennessee is? I sang in the church there one Sunday morning, and I sang this song. And the next day, there was a lady who was in church on that Sunday morning, had to cross the highway to get to her mailbox. And she walked across the highway, and when she turned around, she was hit by a car and killed. And her daughter called me, and she said, "This song we have to remember our mother by. Why worry about tomorrow? Why worry if your steps are slow? If your life has been spent for Jesus, you don't have much farther to go. For the next hand you shake might be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be on streets of purest gold. And your next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel, he could be blessing your soul. Be strong and keep on going. Don't be angry when things go wrong. Don't give up, for it's almost over. All signs are pointing toward home. For the next hand you shake might be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take
could be on streets of purest gold, and your next meal could be the marriage supper, and the next touch you feel, he could be blessing your soul.
Brian, come on. Brian, I've asked Brian to come help him sing a couple of songs this evening. Give me a break.
You got it?
Get that microphone right behind you. Quiet, Paul.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed another strength, your courage to renew. Do not be discouraged, I bring my hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. For in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
I got some more songs. A song I want to do for you this time is called If He Hung the Moon. God is in charge of everything. He made everything. And so one of the things he made is the skies and all the elements of the sky. And I'm going to sing a song called If He Hung the Moon.
In the beginning of time, he was the creator. Into existence he spoke the heavenly blue, and with one mighty swoop of his hand he threw out the stars. He knew where they land. So if you think you're just drifting along, then I have good news. And if he hung the moon, I know he will help you. And if he holds the sparrow in flight, he'll hold you too. Consider the lilies of the field, how much more he loves you. In the beginning of time, you were on his mind when he hung the moon. Now you may feel like the world weighs hard on your shoulders, and even your closest friend in life is pulling you down. Though you have tried so hard and lost, there is still hope. Look to the cross. There you will see just how much the Savior really loves you today. And if he hung the moon, I know he will help you. And if he holds the sparrow in flight, he'll hold you too. Consider the lilies of the field, how much more he loves you. In the beginning of time, you were on his mind when he hung the moon.
Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured heart can only sing of Calvary.
Broken and spilled out.
One day a plain village woman, driven by love for her Lord, recklessly poured out a valuable lesson, disregarding the scorn. And once it was broken and spilled out, a fragrance filled all the room, like a prisoner released from his shackles, like a spirit set free from the tomb. Broken and spilled out, just for love of you, Jesus, my most precious treasure, lavished on thee. And used up for thee. Lord, you were God's precious treasure, his loved and his own perfect son, sent here to show me the love of the Father. Just for love it was done. And though you were perfect and holy, you gave up yourself willingly. You spared no expense for my pardon. You were used up and wasted for me, broken and spilled out, just for love of me, Jesus, God's most precious treasure, lavished on me. And used up for thee. Amen.
You know, I don't know why God sent his son to die for me, but had you all not been here, he'd have sent his son to die for me. And each one of you can say the same thing. Title of the song, Who Am I? When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself a question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for?
answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll lead thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son. Fight my battles till they're won. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? For those of you who don't know, this is my number three child, Bryant. I've always said he'd have been number one. I won't say any more. We love you, buddy. Then came the morning.
They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long? The angel, the star, the king from afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, taking his son, so wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she watched him die too. She heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again. Then came the morning, night turned into day, the storm was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning, shadow vanished before the sun, death had lost and life has won, for morning had come. Then came the morning, night turned into day, the storm was rolled away, night turned to day. Then came the morning, the sun. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come.
You know, everything that we do in this church depends on one thing. That's Calvary. If Calvary had not been in existence, we would not have any reason to come to this. We're going to sing what we would do after Calvary.
Take my hand, lead me through darkest valleys. Command and I will go across the sea. Just take my hand and guide me wherever. After Calvary, after Calvary, the way you gave your life for me. After Calvary, the way you shed your blood for me, I would be. Stand and I will dare to be different, unashamed. I'd do anything after Calvary. After Calvary, the way you gave your life so free. After Calvary, the way you shed your blood for me, I would be.
Sorrows I see.
and Savior.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Death's chilly water I'll soon be crossing. His hands will lead me safe o'er. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a jar, oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me.
Side, people were gathered hoping to see him as thousands were fed. He touched the blind eyes, healed broken spirits, moved with compassion, he raised up the dead. Once on a hillside, people were gathered, watching as Jesus was crucified. No one showed mercy to the one who had healed them. Yet Jesus loved them as he suffered and died. Once on a hillside, people were gathered. Listen now. For Jesus had risen. Come on now. For Jesus had risen. One more time. For Jesus had risen and soon would ascend. Yeah. Okay. He rose to the head. Greater promise
Jesus, just as he is. Together with me now, we shall see Jesus, just we shall see Jesus just as they saw him. There is no greater promise than this. When he
Amen. I hope you've been blessed just a little bit as much as I have tonight. Some months ago, I said, Charles, we're going to take a Sunday night. I'm going to do a little bit of a concert. Not too long after that, we're going to take another Sunday night. You're going to do a little bit of a concert. We're just going to share some things. He says, but I don't do solos. And I'll tell you, from what I know about most of his ministry, it's been about getting other people to sing, let other people shine, and not be the one that's front and center singing solos. But occasionally he does. Thank you for sharing with us tonight. Thanks for helping him. And the truth of the matter is, you couldn't have done none of it without her. Now, folks, it's my goal. You know, 30 years ago, there was a slogan in Southern Baptist life that said, church. The Sunday night place to be. Y'all remember that? Some of you do. Well, it's my goal to make church the Sunday night place for us to be. We're going to do more things like this. We're going to do more movies. We're trying to line up more gospel quartets to bring in from around the state and around the not too distant, far away, so we don't have to pay too much to get them. But we want this to be an exciting time in the life of our church. You know, it would not hurt my feelings if we had things going every Sunday night that prevented me from preaching as long as we were honoring God and worshiping. You know, I get to preach as much as I want to. But it's not about me. It's about us coming together to honor God and to strengthen the body of Christ. We talked about that this morning, about being encouragers, strengthening. So I'm so glad you're here tonight. I'm so glad that you felt it important to come and just let God slobber a little bit of love on you tonight. You know, just a good place to be. Do you have a final word?
I prayed all week for this. The old devil's been slapping me. He's been slapping Ellen. He's been slapping Brian. But we got the victory tonight through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, You're not going to like this. I'm not going to be at the front door tonight. You are, so get hence. You go with him. Might as well send that boy down there, too.
Your boy.
They don't have tapes in the foyer. Slap him twice, Ellen. All right, guys. Take a hold of the hand next to you. Father, you've blessed us so much today. What a joy it is to be a child of the King. What a joy it is to be able to come into the house of God to worship and to celebrate, and not celebrate us, but to celebrate Jesus. Thank you for the message that you've given to us tonight through the lyrics of these songs. Thank you for the touch of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God, would you just take all that you've done in our lives today? Would you let that take root in our lives? And God, would it burst forth in useful service for the King of Glory, in whose name we pray. Amen.